Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
When is the NFL going to drop that schedule? And who are the Texans going to play to start the season? Could it be in division? Could it be the Baltimore Ravens, who they had a pretty nice back and forth with last year? I know they lost both games, but that could be an interesting storyline. Could it be the Buffalo Bills after trading for Stephon Diggs? Could it be the two-time back-to-back reigning Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs? Which, as we know, that's how the season normally starts, with the Super Bowl champion on Thursday night hosting that game. They did so against the Lions last year. The Lions won that game, I believe. It was a
The last two Super Bowl champions have lost the opening game.
Yeah, so
Buffalo.
Hey, so put a pin in that. All right, and we've had the discussion here throughout the week. No, Clint and I were talking about it here on the show, I believe yesterday, that hey, that Chiefs Texans possibility, it's intriguing, man. It's intriguing. It's hard to avoid the intrigue there. Patrick Mahomes versus CJ Stroud, even that defense versus the Texans offense overall, and then trying to see the Texans, I think, revamp defense, go up against the Kansas City Chiefs, the greatest in the game right now. Think it would be fascinating. The idea, I feel like, got popularized. I know we talked about it here locally on the station, but it got popularized by one Nick Wright from First Things First on Fox Sports 1. Also used to sit in these chairs here at Sports Radio 610, this was how he set it up.
They've been doing the Super Bowl champion gets to host the first game of the year for 20 years. There has only been one divisional matchup in that entire time. I also, as much as I like Bake Show, I don't think the Bucks and certainly not the Saints are a draw.
Okay, they're out.
So that leaves us with the Ravens, the Bengals, and the Texans. I don't think they're going to pick the Bengals because Joe Burrow is rehabbing still, and because Joe Burrow has, unfortunately, a tough history of either missing the very beginning of a season or coming in hurt.
It's fair.
So I don't think it's smart. Got so that then leaves you the Ravens or the Texans. I don't think it's fair to Baltimore. I don't think you can ask. I don't think you can ask Baltimore, hey, you guys were supposed to win the Super Bowl. You choked it away in the last game you played in, and now go to their building and watch them hang the banner. They're trying to, I think, promote one of the next teams. That's what they did with the Lions, who were the next team.
Wow.
The answer to this is the Houston Texans.
Wow.
Yeah, I would like it to be Cincinnati for once and for. That'd be now three straight wins over Cincinnati. And set Burrowhead Invitational and shove it. But I think it's going to be Houston, bro.
All right, so I like Nick's point about Cincinnati. Did not like his points as much about Baltimore. I thought that was kind of weak of, hey, wouldn't be fair to Baltimore to watch them raise the who the hell cares? But as it pertains to the Texans, love the logic there. I think there is some consistency in wanting to promote the team that's next, or the team that, say, the NFL wants its fans to maybe pay attention to, and this is coming off the heels of the Texans not having a primetime game the year before until they flexed one, obviously, at the very end there. So I know fans are excited about it. Spo, you think that the Texans themselves should want to be in this position, that the Texans themselves should be inviting this moment, and that they should want to play Thursday night, open the season against the Super Bowl champs? Explain.
Well, first of all, you got to play them eventually, so you might as well just go ahead and get it off the schedule.
Just rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah, just go ahead and whatever, take care of it. Teams that play that game, the home teams, they don't necessarily do great. The last two teams that have opened the season at home, the Super Bowl champions, have lost: Kansas City last year, and then the Rams got destroyed by Buffalo the year before. The other reason is maybe you get lucky and that's your only Thursday night game. So that means that you would have played your Thursday night game and you wouldn't have had to do so on a short week.
Huh.
That's one reason. And then the other reason is if you play Thursday night, week one, that means you get a rest advantage for week two. Huh. And that rest advantage is really nice to have, especially early in the year. Because think about this. Nobody plays during preseason. Like, you play very few snaps during preseason. Then all of a sudden, boom, week one, you're playing every snap. That can be a little tiring. You know, you might not be exactly ready for that. And now you get three extra days to recover. Whereas whoever, maybe you get lucky. Maybe the team that you play week two is playing Sunday night or Monday night. And now they're on maybe even a shorter week. So you get that rest advantage. You get the rest advantage presumably at home, because they're not going to make you open the season with two straight road games. So that's why I say, A, maybe you get that Thursday night game out of the way and it's not on a short week, and then you get the rest advantage for week two.
Yo, I am stumped. I'm honestly stumped. Look, I was thinking about it more so of just visibility. Well,
I don't care about any of that.
And I know you don't. That's why I threw it to you, because I wanted to hear where you were coming from. Because I think all of it fits into the picture. Like, the league itself, when they set these matchups up, they obviously don't care about what's good for the Texans per se. They care about what's good for the league. And I think there's a credible argument to be made that the Texans right now and the energy around them is good for the league. Patrick Mahomes versus C.J. Stroud is good for the league. New blood in the coaching realms with D'Amico Ryans. I think D'Amico Ryans is really good for the league. So, like, there are reasons beyond just the football that make sense for the Texans to be in that spot. But I like this angle of it that you're presenting, because I had not even thought about the rest of, well, first of all, getting them early, okay, getting them ready, just ripping the Band-Aid off and just getting it out of the way. I do like that. But the rest element of it, of not really an extra bye week, but just a couple of extra days rest before you have that next game, I think is, to me, brilliant, especially coming off of, I mean, you'll be playing as tough an opponent as you could ask for, right, in the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's probably be the best team they play.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs, I think that's a safe assumption. I like this. I like this a lot.
The margins in the NFL are so slim that you need to take advantage of any single thing that you can. And Warren Sharp does a great job of this when he goes into a season, is that he is always looking at the rest advantage, because that might be worth a point. You know, having 6 days in between games, and you're having nine days instead of 6 days, that's a nice advantage. That's a nice 72 hours just of extra prep time that you have to get ready. And again, Thursday, playing a Thursday night game is, nobody wants to play a Thursday night game during the season because of how little time you actually have to prepare. But if maybe you can get that Thursday night game out of the way and do it early, to where, you know, you have usually 2 weeks in between the last preseason game and the first regular season game, hey, we'll play three, you know, we'll take 11 days off instead of 14. That works out great to me. And then again, I think having the rest advantage for week two is such a big advantage. Now, the one kind of problem with this is that the Chiefs and Lions both had to still play Thursday games after week one. I think the same thing happened, I'll have to go check, with Buffalo and the Rams. So it's not like a guarantee,
yeah,
that that's your only Thursday game, but it's very possible that could be your only Thursday game.
Well, so you can only hope. Obviously, once the schedule comes out, you'll know. But you can only hope that it is your only Thursday game if you get it. Even if it's not, kind of going back to that other element here, and I know you don't care as much about the whole, like, optics, visibility, marketing part about it, but I do know that the Texans themselves cared about not having that visibility. They do want to be showcased. At least D'Amico Ryans himself, C.J. Stroud, I get the sense, has some level of, like, aspiration of being a star, and he already is. I get it, but, like, they want to be seen. I feel like when it comes to Thursday night games, Like, what's the bigger Thursday night game than the first one? Like,
no, that's the one where the eyes are on you.
We all kind of shrug our shoulders at the Thursday night game for the most part once the year goes on.
We don't like that.
But that very first one, like, if you're going to get a Thursday night game and being seen matters to you, having the primetime games matter to you, sort of thinking this through now, that first Thursday game is the one to get. Like, if you're going to get one, that's the one to get.
Well, and the first Thursday game is on actual TV. The Thursday games that come after it, minus the Thanksgiving games, they're on Amazon.
They're on that Amazon app.
So that's a big difference, too. You're playing on NBC if it's the first game, as opposed to playing on Amazon every other Thursday game after that. Now, you want visibility, make the playoffs and make a deep run. That's how you get visibility. So yeah. I'm not worried about the whole visibility aspect.
Well, I mean, just as it pertains to opening the season, because I think that is the expectation. And Clint said this yesterday. He feels like the Texans are way overhyped right now. There's way too much. Like, it's a little bit too much cheese, I think, for Clint.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.